Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by the Pelican House, 2572 City Place Court, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They have 136 draft beers. They have a 50-foot TV. You got two more weeks of NFL football. You got 40 bowl games, I think. You got LSU on New Year's Eve at 10 in the morning. You got a late night menu. They got everything you could ever want. The Pelican House, 2572 City Place Court in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You should support them because they support us. All right, Andrew's not with us tonight.
It's basically like a real life Westworld on Earth.
It's perfect. I don't know if they have the sexy androids or the orgies. Andrew's not with us tonight, so we're just no serious football talk. It's just going to be jokes and farts and good stuff. Dave managed to tell us Dave's wife said to tell us that he has had like 8 beers and like 6 margaritas, so he is plowed. So he's going to probably get angry. Kevin, I feel like yesterday's Saints game, we've seen it like at least 15 times in the last 3 years where Drew Brees is awesome, the Saints don't play any defense, they run ass backwards into a couple turnovers, and they win a shootout. It was enjoyable, but I feel like I've seen it like a dozen times in the last 3 years. What was your thoughts on the game yesterday?
You make it sound like that's a bad thing, Ralph.
No, it was fun. It was for 5 and 8.
Oh, man,
it was
we
fun.
Scored a bunch of points, and we somehow won. Terrible.
My emails today were not happy, Kevin. People were mad. They were saying I was too soft on the Saints.
Why were they mad? Why were these people mad?
Because they're 6-8, man, and they're not going to the playoffs. And like, they don't want you to be happy. But I mean,
well, blame the special teams. Yeah. Blame the offense. Shit, blame the offense for not being consistently good when the defense was pulling its weight. I mean, more often than not, you can point at games and say, "Man, if the Saints' offense would have done a little more, they'd have they'd have won this game."
Horrifying stat of 2016: the Saints have won when they've given up 40. They won game when they gave up 41, and they won a game when they gave up 38. When they gave up 16 points 2 times, they lost both.
There you go.
That is the greatest stat ever in the history of Saints football. I fucking love that stat.
It's the Saints.
I
want to
sleep
ever.
With that stat and then not call it in the morning.
Dave wants that stat to be turned into an android and sent to a Westworld landscape where he can pay thousands of dollars to go to said landscape and have relations with it. And then have it stalk him.
Oh, shit. But that is so fucking Saints. That fucking stat is fucking everything. Fucking the Saints. They fucking... Oh, my God. I fucking...
Love it.
Motherfucker.
I wish we had a ding for every time Dave curves. Ding, ding, ding.
That's about like 7 or 8 right there. I mean, we're earning that adult that adult
rating. We are. People, we have the adult rating.
Well, can we... Look. Wait. We do have the adult rating for good reason. Look, Ralph, you said before when you started talking about this, you said you've seen this a dozen times.
I like
in the last
it. I've seen
years,
it.
Okay?
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, but my point is, look, why should anybody be surprised by what we saw on Sunday? Okay, let me tell you who wasn't surprised. Me.
Yeah.
Out of all of us on the last podcast, who said the Saints were going to win?
You did.
The only person to say the Saints were going to win, me.
I thought you were picking them to jinx them.
No, it's like a reverse jinx. No. And I said it was going to be a shootout too.
You did.
I said it was going to be a shootout too. Yeah, I did. I fucking did. Because after two games of seeing good defense and terrible offense, there's only one possible thing you could see after that. And it's the fucking exact opposite. It's the fucking exact opposite. It's terrible defense and great offense, which is what we normally see. So I wasn't fucking surprised one goddamn second by what we saw with the Saints on Sunday. It is so Saints. It was par for the course. They are right on schedule. They are doing exactly all the things. Exactly. They are doing all of the things we expect them to do. They are going to, they're going to finish 7-9.
They're going to finish
7-9, for sure.
Kevin.
They're fucking themselves in the draft order, and they are doing.
They're down to number 10 in the draft.
No good whatsoever.
They're down to number 10 in the draft.
No good whatsoever.
Kevin, yeah. Dave's boyfriend.
Unbelievable.
Dave's boyfriend.
Here we go. Was very
upset. I don't get mad. Like you can't be like, we need angry Ingram. We need angry Ingram. And then when angry Ingram sort of spills over to the sideline, like, you can't be mad. I mean, the dude wanted a touchdown. I don't blame him. Like, I mean, everybody in life, you can't – I hate fans that are mad. Like, they want players to care only what we care about. Like, he wanted a touchdown. I don't – like, it's no big deal. And he yelled at Sean Payton. People yell at each other on the sideline all the time.
Well, Ralph, why don't we take this opportunity? I mean, would you care to address the Twitterati who came after you for saying that he was due a bonus?
Yeah, I mean, the broadcast people said it and it was wrong, but I was like, I didn't even the bonus thing, like, if just because he doesn't have a bonus, like, it doesn't change the fact. Like, he wanted a touchdown. Like, so what? Like, you know?
My issue is
and
that...
But Kevin, I did block, like, three people because they cursed at me.
I mean, Mark Ingram not getting the ball when he wants the ball is... They're playing the Cardinals, and we all know the history with Hightower and the Cardinals. So I feel like he's got to know going in, like, this is Hightower's game. Like, if he gets his chances and the situation presents itself, I think that Peyton and everybody else is going to support. It's just the way it is. Just like if Ingram was playing, I mean, this wouldn't happen, but if Ingram was playing like Alabama for some reason, like, I'm sure that they would, he would expect to be highlighted or featured or whatever. But anyway, but yeah, exactly. But the point is like, there are probably tons of things that don't go the way players want them to go in any given game. And they all don't just freak out on the sideline.
Sherman yelled at Pete Carroll Ingram on Thursday because Seattle wasn't running the ball at the goal line. I mean,
Look, and if the coaches are okay with that, and like some people have mentioned, like Peyton has said before that he likes to see that, he's okay with that. So that's fine. But I've never known Peyton to really be a take shit kind of guy. And it seems like if you're on the Saints and you're a player who's complaining, like, that has, to me, from what I've seen, that hasn't really been Peyton's kind of guy. But
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I mean, I don't. Kevin, I just, my thing with the people on Twitter I was fighting with is I don't think Mark Ingram bitching for 30 seconds or however, it probably wasn't that long, about wanting to score a touchdown. Like, I don't think that's a window into the Saints roster soul and is like, exhibit A, why they're 7-9.
Like the locker room. Like,
yeah, like, I don't think...
Like, the locker room is in shambles.
Yeah, like, I don't think...
They're a mess.
Yeah, Kevin, I mean, I don't... That was my argument with people on Twitter. Like, I don't think it's a window into the Saints' soul.
I think
very exclusive to Mark Ingram.
I think if the Brandon Cooks thing doesn't happen, this thing about Ingram is not a big deal.
Brandon Cooks,
I think the Brandon Cooks thing is more of an issue.
Is the Brandon...
Right, but what I'm saying is that if either that doesn't happen or the public doesn't hear about it, then the reaction to Mark Ingram is not as harsh as it was yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, and if right. and they're 6-8, right. You know, like if they're
right. Yeah.
If they're 9-5, people are like, Mark Ingram, he just cares. He just cares so much, you know. And we wouldn't really give a shit. But Kevin, because Brandon Cooks,
I don't know, man. I could see plenty of hot take artists saying could this hothead threaten the
chemistry? Yeah, that's true.
The chemistry of the team or the focus of the team.
I'm sure that stupid bullshit is out there. But think about this. I mean, but what if you're, you know, what if you're Tim Hightower, and like, don't you feel like it's like, hey man, this is my game, like, and you're really gonna be complaining? Like, can't you just let me have this? I kind of think that there's got to be some of that kind of.
I think Hightower say something on Twitter about it, and just kind of like kind of just said, hey, we, you know, I get him. Like, I think Tim Hightower actually spoke well, the situation. I think he said something like, hey, the guy's passionate. He wanted to go in. I understand it. We win as one, we lose as one, all that kind of stuff.
Touchdowns are fun.
I get it. And look, and I get Ingram is allowed to be upset. And it's not because of money. I'm assuming he was upset just because he's a competitive guy. And like, that's cool. Like, I'm totally cool with that. But, you know, I just feel like you want to be paid like a professional, then you should. You can act like a professional, and, you know, not everybody else. There are a lot, like I said, there are a lot of other things that aren't going everybody else's way, and they're not having fits about it on the sideline.
I forgive him. I forgive him because he wore the
Craig. I forgive him too.
Because he wore the Craig
Sager.
He wore the Craig Sager tribute T-shirt in the post game.
I mean, this isn't like the most egregious thing you can do as a player. Like, this is at the bottom of the totem pole. I mean, this isn't hitting somebody in the face with a sack of quarters or whatever the fuck else.
It didn't even register as interesting a sideline yelling as Rob Ryan and Sean Payton. Although Dennis Allen did get yelled at, I think, for the first time all year on camera against Arizona. He's getting yelled at a little bit yesterday.
But see, that's the good old Saints, the fucking shootout Saints. Let's get pissed at our defensive coordinator, and let's have to fucking put up 47 points just to win a game.
Kevin, is the Brandon Cooks offseason
it's like the good old days?
Is the scheduled Brandon Cooks offseason trade now canceled because of yesterday?
No, I think the
it was seriously heightened. Now there's a lot more interested parties, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I hope somebody wants to come over the top with a ridiculous bid. I'd be fine with that. I'm looking in the Rams' direction.
The Rams.
Somebody on Twitter was like, "Oh, this is it." Somebody on Twitter was like, "Oh, this is the Saints are definitely going to trade Brandon Cooks after this," and I retweeted it. And Stan Verrett from like ESPN or something.
Yeah.
What is he from?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, oh, he responded. He was like, that would be the dumbest thing ever.
I was fighting with some people on Twitter, and I said, if the Saints trade Sean Payton and they get more than a fourth round pick, I'll wear a dress.
You're out of your mind.
They're not.
You're absolutely out of your mind.
He's not getting traded for one, and for two. Last year,
I don't think that. I don't
last,
think any.
Last year, teams
no
didn't want him.
Coaches are getting traded. When was the last time a coach got traded?
Last year, Gruden got traded. Gruden was a rare situation of Tampa being absolute.
How long ago
was absolutely desperate, and Al Davis took advantage of them. That he had got two number ones and $8 million.
No, he got two number ones and two number twos.
And an $8 million cash.
Okay, how long ago was that? Gruden's already gone through a broadcast.
That was 2002.
Exactly. Gruden has already started and ended a broadcast.
Herm Edwards got traded for a fourth round pick.
Sean Payton is better than Herm.
But here's the thing. I know that. Kevin.
Please don't compare.
I get that.
Edwards.
But here's the thing, Kevin. This is why I don't think he's going to get any value if he gets traded. Is he was ready to go last year, and his agent looked around and the Colts and San Francisco and one other team was like, we're not really giving him, we're not really giving you anything for him. Like, and I get that.
I'm telling you, listen, the Colts have a stupid ownership that didn't want to get rid of Pagano for whatever reason. The 49ers ownership is dumb as bricks. They've somehow managed to run off Jim Harbaugh.
They're bad, huh? They might be worse than the Browns.
That's just, they're bad ownership.
Yeah.
They're bad ownership. Listen, there's lots of bad owners that for whatever reason weren't feeling like getting rid of coaches. It just wasn't the case. But now, with an extra year gone by and some of the same franchises in more, perhaps more of a desperate situation, you'll see ownership finally be like, all right, we're going to make a move on this guy. Listen, the Saints ought to be able to get more than just one fourth rounder. I think I personally would say Sean Payton is worth two draft picks, maybe not two number one, but I think he's definitely worth something like a 3 and a 4 or a 2 and a 4.
Dave,
hello.
Sean Payton traded yes or no in the offseason?
Absolutely not. That's ridiculous. We go through this now every December. Not happening.
I mean, last year I felt like he was definitely leaking the Glazer, and that had this time I feel like people are just like the reporters that hate Sean Payton just might be making shit up. Like I feel like there's like a 25% chance because they run these stories and they're not sourced at all of like quotes or like people within the same, you know,
no sources.
I don't even know who came out with the most recent one, but normally I feel like normally it's Ian Rappaport. Last year, I feel like it was always Ian Rappaport. I feel like these guys just throw shit at the wall, and you know, one of these years, he's actually going to get traded.
Kevin, one thing that surprised me when I was doing research for my column this week is Will Lutz hasn't missed a field goal in December. Or an extra point. Is it possible that the Saints have found a kicker that's a kind of a long-term answer?
Or they got a good special teams coach finally, because I don't think he's missed anything since they brought that the new special teams guy.
Yeah, the snap dude, the Bobs.
What's his name? Like Kevin O'Bray or something, or like O'Shea? I don't know.
Snap in the hold and the kick is his like specialty. So I mean, but do you feel good about it?
He can snap and hold something else.
So is this the new boyfriend, Dave? Will Mark be jealous?
Carolina's winning and the Saints 0.00001% playoff chance are looking to remain alive.
What's the score?
20-9.
Wow, really?
Here's the thing, Kevin. Not that the Saints defense has regressed to 2015 levels. I don't believe that. For the whole year, I think Dennis Allen's done a good job. But I think because of no Kenny Vaccaro and Delvin Bro's probably not playing another snap this year, because they don't have Vaccaro, because they don't have Bro, because all the rest of their corners are injured, I feel like their secondary is now comprised of old free agents no other teams wanted, rookies, and old dudes. And they got torched by Carson Palmer, and they're going to get torched the last 2 weeks. And there's really nothing that can be done to stop it. Am I correct in that feeling?
I think that's a fair assessment.
It's going to be 2015 level bad, but it doesn't mean the Saints defense is 2000 level 15 bad again for the whole year, and it's a worry going forward.
No.
It's just the last 2 weeks and yesterday, it is because their secondary's fucked.
Yeah, I got nothing else to add. That's a pretty accurate assessment.
I mean, I guess. Like, if Andrew was here, I'd ask him to do a tape breakdown. But Dave, I feel like I'm not sure there's like their secondary has reached such a state where they're like, I don't know that there's like a solution for their defense. I know they played good without Vaccaro against Tampa, but they had Bro, and Tampa was like afraid to throw the ball. I just feel like I don't know what the solution is for their defense. In a case of, I know you could say, well, just play better, but I mean, like, as far as like strategy, like they can't really cover in the secondary now, and they don't have Vaccaro. I'm not sure they can pass rush.
We don't need to come up with a solution this year. It doesn't matter. It's over. Who cares?
Well, I mean, we've got these games to play, though.
And the solution is we go play golf all summer, take a vacation, go on the beach, spend some time with the family, back in August, get a lot of our players like PJ Hill,
That's a Ralph combining two Saints players there. PJ Williams.
PJ Williams and maybe Damian Swan, though. I don't know.
PJ Williams had a massive concussion, too. I don't know.
But Damian Swan has had like 80 concussions.
that is true.
You know, I just. You get Kikaha back. You know, I think we forget. We've gone through the whole season now, but I mean, I think we forget how many people we really lost really early.
A ton.
Yeah, just a ton. So, and it doesn't matter how they. I mean, you know, keep throwing BW. You know, this has been good. BW Webb has been getting an incredible amount of professional football starting playing time.
BW Webb. He is terrible. He's not on the team next year. If BW Webb is playing for the Saints next year and actually getting into games, there's a major problem.
If you can stay healthy, he has obviously proven that if you can stay healthy, that's half the battle right fucking there.
It doesn't even
matter how good you
are. He's terrible.
If you can stay healthy, that is half the battle.
Well, that means they've had massive injuries again, though.
He had that one good game.
Sandy.
We've gotten to see Von Bell. This probably gave us an opportunity to see Von Bell more than we would have normally seen him. Yeah. I think, and he's looked pretty damn good. So I mean, I think it's good that all these other guys are, you know, at least getting this experience. Maybe hopefully that'll lead to more depth next year. But as far as I'm concerned,
the only one
that's
worth keeping
about how they play the rest of this year. I would rather they lose the next two games than win them, to be honest. Well, that's not true. I want to see them beat Atlanta.
Well, here's the question before we get to the game predictions, and we got a bunch of Twitter questions that are Christmas themed. Kevin, would beating Tampa be a lot less enjoyable if we know that it gives Atlanta the division title? Because Atlanta plays at 1 or 12 o'clock, right? So if Atlanta beats Carolina and the Saints beat Tampa, Atlanta wins the South. So does that make
beating Tampa? We got to lose this game.
So does beating Tampa, does that make it less enjoyable, Kevin?
Only if it would, like I said, if there's a possibility of derailing something for Atlanta, I'm all for it. If that means that we're derailing them winning the South, or if that means we're derailing them from being a number two seed, you know, I'm all for that.
I mean, I don't know. The problem with that, Atlanta, there's a good chance Atlanta might not give a shit about the game because Seattle plays Arizona and San Francisco to finish, so they're probably going to be in the number two seed. So if the Saints would win and beat Tampa and Atlanta would win, they'd win the South. They might be locked in. It might be like they just might forfeit the game Sunday, and the Saints would win, but nobody would be playing for Atlanta, so it wouldn't really matter.
I can't see Atlanta just completely giving up the final game in the
It wouldn't be because they'd have won the South, so they'd get the playoff game, right? In theory, but I mean that's a good point, though, Kevin.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's true. That's true. Because they'll get one home game.
All right, we have a ton of Twitter questions, which are
can I get my prediction out of the way at least?
Yeah, get your prediction because you gotta eject.
Yeah.
get your.
Well, I gotta eject like in 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'm gonna say
Saints are a three and a half point favorite, by the way.
Oh, then well, this is a nice kick in the dick. I'm gonna say Tampa 38, Saints 34.
Ooh, that's a lot of points. That'd be fun game. Yep. Fun game. I'm for that.
And I will I say that Kobe Fleener ends up fumbling.
Oh my god!
In the fourth quarter, and it's a costly fumble.
Will the Saints be eliminated before they kick the ball off Sunday from the playoff hunt?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that's likely. I would say it's going to take a because Washington has to lose, Green Bay has to lose, and somebody else has to lose. I forget who. Is it No, I think that's it. Washington and Green Bay and Tampa, but the Saints play Tampa. So Green Bay would have to lose to Minnesota. So I would agree with that. So Kevin, thanks for giving us time tonight. So before we get out of here, best Christmas movie, because that's a lot of Twitter questions we have.
I mean, the best Christmas movie of all time is Die Hard. I know it's now gotten to the point that people are starting to rail on the idea of saying Die Hard's a Christmas movie, but y'all need to get over yourselves. Die Hard's the best Christmas movie, period.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
I mean.
Ho. I will take to Twitter to defend this. I will take to Twitter to rank Christmas movie shortly after I hang up while I'm actually doing work. Don't tell my employer, but that's what I'll be doing.
Nice. So, yeah. Well, thanks for giving us time, and Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa, Ramadan, holiday, whatever it is you support or don't support. And, yeah, I'll talk to y'all next week.
All right. We got Twitter questions to answer, so let's go.
Oh boy.
This is from Cancer Alley, our super fan. Most Ooh. Likely to get a lump of coal in their stocking: Greg McMahon, Mark Ingram, Will Lutz, Kenny Vaccaro.
Greg McMahon, Mark Ingram, Will Lutz, or Kenny Vaccaro. I'm gonna just go with Kenny Vaccaro just because he knows he was a bad boy.
Yeah.
Santa knows yeah. when you've been bad.
People probably think it's Mark Ingram, but I'm telling you, man, if the Saints had even – but here's the thing. If the Saints had even won one more game, that Kenny Vaccaro four-game suspension would be killer.
Right.
You know? Well, but then again, if they were 7-7, right. maybe he'd still be fighting it. I don't know. But, I mean
– Nah. Yeah, that's true. Actually. I mean, you're right. He probably would be fighting.
I mean, I say Greg McMahon. His special teams have been awful, and the returns are still god awful. I mean, I would say the odds of just about anything you could say anything is more likely than the Saints having a kickoff return of more than 45 yards the rest of the year. Like, I mean, their kickoff returns are so bad. And the thing is, like, they weren't terrible against Arizona. They got to, like, the 25 on an actual return. And I was like, wow, that's, like, kind of average. This is from Brian. Who's the Grinch on the Saints roster coaching staff front office? It's kind of similar to Allie's, but, I mean, I'd say...
Yeah.
I would say if coaching is McMahon, front office. I don't know how you felt. Yeah. I didn't feel like their offseason was bad. I felt like they did all the stuff they did was really good. It just didn't work out because they had a ton of like the only thing you could say is Kobe Fleener.
Yeah.
But Kobe yeah, Fleener, like exactly. he doesn't make.
We're on the same page.
He doesn't make like a ridiculous amount of money. I mean, that's the going rate for a tight end.
He was well. You can go back to. You can go back to old articles on Canal Street Chronicles. You can go back to our podcasts. He was definitely overpaid, and that was the big gripe on his signing, even back then when it first happened, was that it was too much money.
Yeah, but it's, I mean,
He got more than the market probably would have commanded. There didn't seem to be a huge rush to sign him.
That's true. I mean, the thing is, though, the market, though, is that, like, a tight end that catches, like, he's going to catch 50 passes, probably. The market for a tight end that catches 50 balls is, like, $7 million.
He has seriously underperformed. Let's just call a spade a spade. He's been a disappointment this season.
Yeah.
And what's been most disappointing is that I think the Saints could have signed him for less money. I don't think that he needed to cost that much.
Yeah. I mean, the offseason, I wish they'd have gone it. I think they still need guards. Do the Saints hire Gus Bradley as DC this offseason? No, Dylan. They got Dennis Allen. They got Dennis Allen as the guy. They're not changing again. But I mean, they're gonna have changes.
I'm sure they've been waiting for this day. I feel like Jacksonville fans thought this day would, like, never come.
They fired that dude while he was in the air.
They were like, "What does it take to get Gus Bradley? Who does Gus Bradley have to literally kill?"
They fired him right after the game, man. He had to fly home knowing he got fired. That's brutal.
Yeah, and he flew home with the team. But you know what? The letter from their owner was very classy, actually, though.
Yeah.
I thought he wrote a very good letter.
Jacksonville, their roster is not bad. The problem for them is Blake Bortles.
No.
Blake Bortles is a trash heap. They're the same as the Texans. I mean,
yeah.
The Texans are the same. The roster's really good, but the quarterback's a trash heap. Although, Jacksonville's had some bad losses. But anyway, this is another one. Does your wife feel better about the Dolphins' future more than you feel better about the Saints' future? She said yes. I would say it's questionable because Tannehill's kind of just bleh. So, I mean, like, the Saints and the Dolphins in 2 years could both be looking for a quarterback. Like, it's not... She goes, not as much as the Texans. Burn! This is from Dylan. Dave, what does Sean Payton want for Christmas?
What does he want for Christmas? Man, that's a good question. I'm going to have a Sour Patch Kid while I think about this.
It's tough.
I don't know. You got anything, Ralph?
I think they want better health. I'd say he'd want better health for his football team. I really think, like, you know, Sean Payton's not going to – he's not going to just blame injuries publicly because he knows that that's kind of sour grapes. But I think privately when they get in the rooms with the coaches after the year, they're going to be like, God damn, if we just could have kept some secondary people, if we have Kikaha. Like, injuries really hit them hard, and I think that's what he'd want. This is a good one. If Fairley wants 5 years, $70 million, do we keep him?
No. That was always the problem with Fairley. As soon as the team gave him a long term contract that allowed him to be comfortable, he was terrible. He's gotta be on 1 year deals for the rest of his career.
No, Dylan, I say yes, and here's the reason why. Here's the reason why. Fuck it, man.
Because Mickey Loomis is the GM?
Because 2017...
So why the fuck not?
2017 is the last hurrah. You're going to push everything in and go for it. And if they lose Nick Fairley... If Nick Fairley leaves, they got to get another defensive tackle. And they're not making any progress. They got to go all in. And if he wants $70 million, give it to him. Screw it. It might not work out for the best, but just do it. Because we're going all in 2017.
Definitely.
We're doing it. We're going all in 2017.
Definitely will not work out for the best.
That is a terrible idea.
And all you are doing in that situation is throwing money away, and you are not going to be getting the same Nick Fairley playing on the field next year or any year after during that contract.
What's your cutoff point for him?
It has nothing to do with what money for money.
Yeah, like what's the contract? You just won't. You won't do. You just won't do a long term deal for him.
Yeah, the money is not the issue
but
whatsoever.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. They need
it's
they
the
need,
length of the contract.
But here's the thing. If he leaves, they need a defensive tackle. So they're going to have to sign one in free agency, or they're going to have to draft one, and a drafted one won't be as good as Fairley.
He has no if the Saints make him a reasonable offer, a 1 year offer.
He ain't taking a 1 year
and he stays, then that's fine. But if another team comes in and offers him a multi-year deal, yeah, I would assume he's going to take it. And you know what? That's fine. The Saints have to let him walk. They cannot. No matter how much they want to, they have to ignore that internal feeling.
Their defense.
Mickey Loomis has to push the demons away.
So why?
And he has to say
their
no.
Defense is
I will
not going to be as good.
Offer Nick Fairley a multi-year. I will not offer
why?
Him a multi-year
why do you
deal.
Ca- why do
I will
you,
not allow him loaf.
Why do you? Why do you care about 2018? I want to win in 2017 with the last year of Breeze. I don't care about the future. It's going to be terrible.
He's not going to. It's not about 2018. It's about 2017. He's going to play like shit in 2017 because he's got the multi-year deal, and he's not going to be motivated. You will have if your plan is to go all in on the next season because you still have Breeze or whatever, then paying Nick Fairley a shitload of money is not the answer, because paying Nick Fairley or giving him a multi-year contract is not the answer, because you give him a multi-year contract and that first year of that multi-year contract is going to be his worst year ever. He's going to play the most like shit. You're not going to be getting what you need out of him. I'm telling you, it's a terrible idea. I think it's a terrible idea. And you know what? I think the Saints are going to do it. I think the Saints are going to fucking do it.
They're
going to
do it. I think
yeah, they are.
5 years, $70 million. I don't think they would do. But Dylan,
that is ridiculous. That is a ridiculous amount of money.
I think 4 years, $40 million. With $15 to $20 million guaranteed.
There is no way he's going to command that kind of money.
Dave, the ridiculous amounts of money that NFL teams have to spend, you have no idea. Dude, 49ers just gave a tight end that had 21 catches, they gave him what Kobe Fleener got. I mean, the thing is, they have so many teams, Dave, that they have to get to the salary floor. Like the 49ers, they have to spend $50 million in free agency, whether they want to or not. They have to get to the floor. Like, there's teams that have a ton of money to spend.
I understand.
And the thing is, I understand. Like, but I think there's going to be a lot of bad decisions. I'll be surprised if
it's going to be a bad decision, because I know that the Saints are going to do exactly what you want them to do, which is going to be a terrible decision.
I'll be surprised if Nick Fairley signs with the Saints or anybody for a 1 year deal. I'll be surprised if he gets less than $10 million a year.
That is ridiculous. What did the Saints sign him for? What was his deal worth?
1 year, $5 million.
There is no way he is going to be doubling his value in this 1 year. He hasn't played that well.
I mean, I could see him. Well. I think the floor for him is going to be like three years, like $24 million. For like $8 million, and he'll get like $12 million guaranteed. I'm telling you.
I don't know. How old is he?
He's like 27. Let's see. Higher TV ratings: Saints Bucks or 24 Hours of a Christmas Story?
Oh, there's a reason why they play Christmas Story 24 hours a day. It's because everybody fucking watches it on that one day. You can't beat that.
Yeah, Timmy.
It's a major reward.
Timmy Hendricks asks, does Sean Payton survive a 2017 with no playoff appearance?
That's a good question.
I would say.
I don't know. This might be his last. I think this might be his last chance.
I would say, Timmy, I would say the only way that Sean Payton. I would say there's a lot of different scenarios. Like, if the Saints would go 10-6 next year and miss the playoffs, because that happens. Teams go 10-not a lot, but if teams go 10-6 and miss the playoffs every about 3 or 4 years, they'll have one that does it. And about once every 7 or 8 years, they have a team that goes 11-5 and misses. It happened 1 year with the Patriots, the year that Tom Brady got hurt. So, I mean, if they would go 10-11 wins and not make the playoffs, I think he would definitely stay. But here's the thing. I think more so than even wins and losses next year, Dave, for Peyton, because I think he's really entrenched with Tom Benson, and I think he could survive another 7-9, as crazy as that seems. I think the thing that's going to tilt the scales is Drew Brees going to be on the Saints in 2018? Because if Drew Brees is not going to be on the Saints in 2018, then it's easier to blow the whole thing up and be like, Drew Brees is gone, we'll get rid of Sean Payton, we're going in a whole different direction.
Well, at this point, it does seem like they're on similar paths here, and that when one goes, so goes the other. But I mean,
I'm telling you, next year,
I feel like about Sean Payton like everybody else feels about Joe Vitt and Greg McMahon. I mean, as long as you know they've got job security, and I feel like Payton's got job security. I don't see Benson doing anything.
Like, I feel like,
or whoever else is pulling the strings, whether it's Dennis Lauscher or Gale.
I feel like next year is going to be a nice clean. It's either going to be Drew Brees completely falls apart and his body breaks down and he gets injured, and it's really easy for the Saints to move on, or they go 12-4, and they're awesome, and Drew Brees, being that he doesn't give anybody a discount ever, is going to hold their feet to the fire, and the Saints will have to pay him like 3 years, like $65 million, and guarantee like
3 years.
Yeah, like they'll have to. They'll have to guarantee him two. Like next year, they'll have to guarantee him two more years at like $24 million. You know, so like they'll do it in like 2 year increments, like they did it this year. And I think he'll hold him to the fire, and he'll get 2 year deal, and it'll be astronomical amount of money. So that's how I feel it's going to go. But we'll see. So, Dave.
What an asshole.
Well, you know, he's got a lot of kids. So, Kevin made his pick. The Saints are a 3.5-point favorite. You're not going Sunday. I know you're very angry about that.
So, well, I think I'm going to. I was very angry about it, and I still am very angry about it. No, I think I may go and like literally go for like 15 minutes and then leave. literally. I'm not even exaggerating. Just to sort of keep the streak alive. I feel like that kind of keeps
you want
the
to
streak
keep
alive.
The streak alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been 12 years. 12 years of home games.
I had a long stretch, but then I.
But, yeah.
I mean, so who do you got in the game?
Really? All right. As far as predictions go, I feel like I've been pretty good at these
you
this,
have
this
been.
Season.
I have not.
So I know I have. So I'm going to go with I think the Saints will actually lose this. And Tampa Bay does really look good. They lost to the Cowboys, but they still look pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I thought.
Winston didn't know.
No, but it's, you know, they have a good defense. They have a very good defense. And that's why I don't think we should be upset about how poor the Saints offense looked 2 weeks ago when they played them.
And they didn't have Unger. That wasn't helpful.
Also correct, true. I'm gonna go with Saints lose. I'm gonna go with 27-24 Bucks. And I liked Kevin's Kobe Fleener prediction. That was pretty unique and clever. I'm gonna go with you know what? Since he has been so good in December, something's got to give. I'm gonna go with Lutz
being a klutz.
Totally missing at least one field goal, if not fucking up even more shit.
I'm gonna say Tampa 35, Saints 31. And I think the Saints are going to make adjustments, and they'll have Unger, and they'll be able to run against the Tampa four-man front, which will open up their offense more, and they'll have Mike Thomas, and it'll be, you know, the thing that they also almost more than Unger, they didn't have Mike Thomas. And Mike Thomas, when Tampa plays that press coverage, Mike Thomas can run those slants, and that can just – that was the play that I think the Saints were really missing against Tampa. And I think they're going to score a lot more. But on the flip side – the Saints don't have Vaccaro, and I think Tampa will make adjustments. And I just think without Delvin Bro, I think Mike Evans is going to eviscerate the Saints. And I don't know that you can have you're not going to have like a particular GOAT player. It's just going to be, why couldn't they cover Mike Evans at any point? And it'll be a late Mike Evans touchdown that will doom them, and it'll be 35-31 Tampa. But it'll be fun. It'll be 5 minutes to go, still up in the air. But the Saints will have been eliminated from playoff contention before.
So are you going to the game or not?
I'm not. I went into New Orleans. I just got back from New Orleans. I was in New Orleans this weekend for a bachelor party because I'm the best man. So. No, I will not be going to Tampa. I went to two games this year, the Raiders and the Lions, and clearly I don't need to be going to any more Saints game. I'm a pox on the Saints season.
Stay away.
Yeah, stay away. So for Kevin, who had to get back to work, for Andrew, who's MIA, we're thinking of you, Andrew, go to Saints Nation. He's got his grades up. And for Dave... who's on the Twitter running the Saints accounts, the Canal Street Chronicle account sometimes, and he'll probably write like one article in the middle of May. Anyway, please donate.
Right.
Please donate. We need money to pay for bills for next year. Anyway, until next week, the bar is closed. Merry Christmas, everybody.